In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Violence is a word with which we are all too familiar these days. You turn on the news, you look on social media, you pick up the newspaper, and violence is everywhere. It's easy to become almost callous to it. And yet, when violence gets close to home, it changes things. When you pick up the social media, when you look on the news and you see that there is violence just 50 miles away or less for some of you, it changes things. Violence, in this case, in Lewiston, is very real and tangible. Because it has impacted many people that we care about, maybe even you yourself. And yet violence is nothing new in our world. Violence has been around almost from the very beginning. Just a few pages into the scriptures in Genesis chapter 4, we read of the first murder, Cain murdering his brother Abel in cold blood out of hatred. Pharaoh murdered the innocent children of the Israelites out of a desire to maintain his power and control. King Saul tried to murder the anointed, soon to be King David, out of jealousy, trying to maintain the position that the Lord had taken away from him. Violence is nothing new in human history. But all violence ultimately has the same source, the same place in which it begins. Human violence ultimately finds its source in that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan. He deceived our first parents by convincing them that if they ate of the fruit of this tree, they would become like God. And believing his lie, Adam and Eve took of that fruit, and they ate, and so brought sin and along with it violence upon humanity. So the murder, the violence that we see today, and indeed throughout all of human history, finds its source there in the serpent. And in a sense, all murder, all violence, is a manifestation of the devil's will. But violence for its own sake is never Satan's ultimate goal. Satan does not primarily seek the destruction of the body. No, he is after the destruction of your soul eternally. He desires, above all things, to bring down the kingdom of heaven and you along with it. And so when Cain murdered his brother Abel, it was not simply a sibling conflict. No, this was Satan manifesting his will to destroy the seed who was foretold to crush his head. When Pharaoh slaughtered the innocent children of Israel, this was not just another tyrant trying to maintain his power by oppressing a people group. This was Satan trying to destroy God's chosen people. And Saul, when he attempted to murder David, the anointed king of Israel, this is not just a political struggle. This was Satan seeking to destroy the anointed of the Lord, from whom would come the Messiah. So what about Lewiston? What is Satan trying to do there? Well, many things to be sure. But I think we can say definitively that one of his end games, one of his goals here, is to strike fear into your heart, to cause you to become hopeless, to despair of the goodness of God. Because remember, Satan does not primarily seek after the destruction of the body. He is after the destruction of your soul. And so whether directly, as in the case of those biblical examples, or whether indirectly, as in the case of Lewiston, the words of our Lord Jesus from the beginning of today's gospel text ring true. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violence take it by force. See, Satan inflicts violence in the world and indeed in the church because he wants to destroy God's people. He wants your soul to be damned eternally. But the good news for us today is that our Lord will not allow him to win. Though Satan may inflict violence, though he may destroy our body, Christ is our refuge. And we know that Christ has become our refuge because the last days are here. He says as much in today's gospel text. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. John, according to our Lord, is the one who was foretold by the prophet Malachi in the final chapter of his book. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. You shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. See, our Lord tells us that through the ministry of John the Baptizer, the last days have come upon us. Because John was the forerunner, the one who came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, God in the flesh, to come to this world and overthrow the power and the violence of Satan. Christ our Lord came not to return violence for violence. He came to destroy the devil by allowing violence to fall upon him. He went to the cross to suffer and die all the vengeance, all of the violence that the devil could throw at him. You see, the power of violence is death. The power of Satan is death. But when Christ our Lord died, he did not stay dead. He was raised back to life, thus overthrowing the power of death. Overthrowing the power of violence. Yes, overthrowing the power of the devil. So, my friends, in light of our Lord's death and resurrection, we need not fear those who can destroy the body. This is the case for at least two reasons. The first reason why we need not fear him who can destroy the body is that our souls are kept safe in Christ. He is our refuge. When Satan inflicts violence upon us, when he seeks to destroy us, we Christians hide behind the cross. We say to the devil, "My Savior suffered all of the violence that you can muster. He suffered and died for me. And though you may destroy my body, he will grant me eternal life. He will raise me up on the last day." And this we can say with confidence because of the words of the prophet Malachi. "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." When the last day comes, this prophecy will be fulfilled and you will arise to new life. So we need not fear him who can destroy the body, because Christ our Lord keeps us safe. He is our refuge. But the second reason why we need not fear the one who can destroy the body is that judgment is coming. Vindication is on its way. As the prophet Malachi says, "All the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch." When Christ our Lord returns in judgment on the last day, all the wicked who are not in Christ will be punished. They will receive their judgment and justice will be served. Abel will be avenged. The innocent Israelite children will be avenged. David will be avenged. And yes, the victims in Lewiston will be avenged. So, my friends, we need not fear. Though violence be inflicted against God's people, Christ is our refuge. The end times are here. Judgment is coming, and God will right all wrongs. And until that day, Christ protects his own unto life everlasting. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.